KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The 12 Apostles Church in Trinity says it's still shocked following the bus accident that claimed the lives of 9 of its members and injured others. Initial investigations have revealed a burst tire might have caused the 82-seater to lose control and roll down an embankment between Mandeni and Guadaguza along the N2 on Sunday. It's understood the church members were travelling back from a church service in Richards Bay and were headed to Shaka's Kraal. Families have begun the process of identifying their loved ones while plans for memorial and funeral services are underway. Emmanuel Mpungose is the provincial secretary of the church.
Most of the members are humble members of the church. If you can see that people who can move from Shaka to Richards Bay, you can see that those people are the people who like the church, who are the workers, who are the people who believe in God, the members of the church which are strong enough. So we have lost soldiers. In the families, we know that there are some of them who are the breadwinners. It means that most of the families will be left with no one to put the bread on the table.
The KZN legislature is calling for public input as it launches an intervention study into eThekwini's water supply. The Portfolio Committee on Cooperative Governance says the initiative is aimed at tackling mismanagement and possible corruption linked to ongoing service delivery challenges. Committee Chair Marlene Nair says they've teamed up with the department to look into the crisis.
eThekwini being the only metro in our province, we understood the impact of a lack of water supply or challenges in that particular department and how it would affect the economy and jobs and so on. So we decided to choose eThekwini for our water intervention study.
Naya says a report will be tabled, but she stressed public submissions are important.
As government, we just cannot just listen to government side, but we have to listen to what people, ordinary people, have to say and understand the challenges that they are going through as well. We are really concerned about the water issue and we are very committed as a committee to finding solutions for our metro in this province, as well as other water issues across the province as well.
Naya says they're still securing dates for hearings. You can go to ecr.co.za for information on how you can make your submission. The Tshwane Mayor Nasipi Moyo has led another disconnection operation targeting businesses that owe the municipality for services. A team cut off electricity supply to big traders, including a ShopRite store, which the city says owes it more than 7 million rand. A plaza in the city centre was also cut off for its 5.9 million rand outstanding debt. Moyo says the metro is owed 29 billion, which they need to get back.
Our credit control policy warrants that we must switch off and then we'll make sure that they are switched on the moment they make the payment. But this thing of our big business is not doing the right thing in our city. It's becoming a nuisance now. But we're going to continue to do to make sure that they comply. But at least now we know that we walk away with one.
The top story this hour, the 12 Apostles Church in Trinity says it's still shocked following a bus accident that claimed the lives of 9 of its members and injured others over the weekend. You can go to ecr.co.za for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.